Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 23, which is based on the theory of investment known as contrary opinion. Now, in the last chapter you saw theory which was based on, which theory we have seen? Random theory. Very good Akanksha, superb. So we saw a theory of random theory. In this chapter, as far as theory of investment is concerned, we are going to see contrary opinion. Now, this is one such theory of investment which personally excites me very much. You know, as kids, when we were small children, school going or kindergarten, school going children, like when they are born, and when you tell them, don't do this, they always does the opposite of that. Contrary opinion is somewhat like that concept. Contrary opinion theory is a very, very different theory. It requires a lot of guts to adopt a contrary opinion theory. Now, this theory is going to be useful for you to make investment decision. There might be some people who would already be facing this theory, or you who would be already using this theory. There is going to be a possibility where you are already accepted this theory for yourself. And also those who have not accepted any times this theory, make sure you understand the concept of this theory. And if you have understood the concept of this theory, whenever you take decisions which suits the theory of this concept, it would obviously mean that you are following this theory. So this theory is going to be based on contrary opinion. In this theory, you will study the rules of contrary opinion theory. So in this theory, it will be focused on what are the rules, regulations or conditions which are applicable to contrary opinion theory. And also, this theory is based on how a contrarian decides on his investment. So, on what basis he takes the call or decision for investment. Let us go ahead and see the contrary opinion. But before we go ahead and see contrary opinion, just remember what I told you, that this story or this theory is based upon, if you were a small child, a kindergarten going student or a schoolboy. You know what happens with children? When we tell them, don't do this, they do exactly that. We tell them, don't eat chocolates, they will have chocolates. If you tell them, watch TV, they will watch TV. Contrarians are like that. What do you mean by what contrarian opinion, or contrary means what? Exactly opposite. What you tell them, they will do exactly opposite to them. That is known as contrarian concept. This theory is somewhat based on this concept. Let us see in detail what is this theory all about. Now, contrary opinion. Contrary opinion is based on the fact that they always want to be different. Be different means what? Being something very different. When what the market will do, they will do exactly opposite to it. That is, buy when everyone is selling. When everyone is selling, what the contrary opinion theory follower would do, they will sell, and sell when everyone is buying, and you sell when everyone is buying. So contrary opinion is said that they do exactly opposite. When everyone is buying, you will sell. When everyone sells, they will be buying. Is the rule of contrary opinion and requires investor to do exactly opposite of what other investors are doing. So it requires a lot of guts. It requires a lot of efforts. You have to show, I am the most powerful person because I'll do what the market is going to do. I'm going to do, sorry, opposite of what the market is going to do. It's like you will be forcing to challenge the market changes. Contrarians follow the policy of buy low and sell high. Yes, they follow the opinion that they will buy at low and sell at high. How do they follow the opinion of buying at low and sell at high? Because when everyone is selling, they are buying, and when everyone is buying, they are selling. That is how they get the combination of they will buy at low and sell at high. They will be able to buy low when everyone is selling. When everyone is selling, the markets tend to go down. At that time, you will buy. And when everyone is buying, you will be selling. Because when everyone is buying, when the markets are at the ceiling, that is at the highest price. They do not follow the mob instinct and hence need a strong resolve. So, they do not follow the market. They do not follow the changes what is happening in the market, and nor do they follow the mob instinct. They'll just follow their own resolutions, or they'll just follow their own instincts. Contrarian follows certain rules. Let us see what rules do they follow. But before that, I hope everyone is clear with this concept in their mind. What is contrarian opinion? Is it clear absolutely in your mind? You are very understood. I mean, you have got the basic baseline principle of contrarian opinion. Like in random theory, we saw that the whole random theory was revolving around one word, no logic. Whereas, what is the basic word of contrarian opinion? Be different. That is opposite. Also known as when everyone is buying, you will sell. Let us see what are the rules which the contrarian opinion theory followers follow. The contrarian sells when others are buying, expecting the prices to rise and rise again. He does not wait for the peak. So contrarian does what? He does exactly opposite. When everyone is selling, he tends to buy, and when everyone is buying, he tends to sell. So when he is selling, he is not waiting for the peak. He is not waiting that, yes, the share of my price of the company in which I have invested will reach to a particular most peak position. No, he is not looking for that thing. His object is very clear. When everyone is selling, I will buy, and when everyone is buying, I will sell. Another reason not to sell at peak is because the person who buys must have a reason to buy. I mean, you know, this is very, very logical thing, that when would you basically understand the concept that you would not sell at peak? I mean, when I'm going to sell at, say for example, my company's market price in the market is 500, and that is the most peak point. Why would a person ever take a chance to buy the company's share at the highest possible point, that is 500? The person buying also has to be having a lot of guts, like the person who is going to sell. So contrarian follow a very safe game. They say what? When everyone start buying, I will start selling. When everyone start selling, I will start buying. He is very simple. Very, very simple man. So another reason not to sell at peak is because the person who buys must have a reason to buy. He should have particularly a reason. He should have a logic. He should have a reason that now I want to buy. But if it is at the most peak point, say for example, it reaches 500, which is the peak price of this company's share. The person who is buying should also have got the reason that why he will buy at the peak, when he knows after this it might start falling also. So contrarian opinion they follow these kind of rules. Next rule they follow is the contrarian is and has to be in total control and sells and buys at the target price decided. So contrarian would buy and sell based on the target price what they have decided. They will always have a target price that they know, this is the target price at which I will buy and this is the target price at which I will sell. So they have got both the price fixed, and accordingly they will buy and sell in the market. Also, contrarian follow a rule which is known as contrarian never looks back after sale or purchase has been made. So they will never look back. Say for example, the price at what you bought was 100, and then after few market sessions the price has now became, say for example, 85. So as a contrarian, he will never look back. Oh shit, I would have bought at 85. Why did I take it at 100? He will never look back. If he has taken a decision at 100 and he is bought, he will look forward. He will not be sad. My God, if I would have known earlier, then I would have bought at 85. He will never repent on his action. That is what the contrarian approach follows. Contrarian never looks back after sale or purchase has been made. He never wonders whether he should have waited. He never thinks also, never wonders also. If I would have waited, then I would have got this kind of results. In the contrarian opinion theory follower, there is no ifs and buts. There is action. That is what the contrarian opinion theory follower follows. He takes the action on the given situation, on the given point. His goal is sell at a profit and buy at a price that ensures profit. Simple, clear and clarity what contrarian opinion does. Contrarian opinion follow a goal, and his goal is that he will buy at a price, or rather he will sell at a profit. He will sell his shares at a profit and he will buy the shares which ensures profit. He is a very clear person. So if any kind of conditions you personally are following, and if your goal is also the same way, what is your goal? Your goal is that sell at a profit and buy at a price that ensures profit. If you are following that kind of concept, it is said to be that you are following the contrarian opinion. It is already activated in your body. So contrary and opinion theory followers, what do they do? They will buy, sorry, first of all, they will sell when they are getting profit. And when they will buy only at that rate that ensures them profit. Then only there will be a logical buying and selling of shares. This is what contrarian opinion follows. But to this theory, there are also some kind of dangers, also known as demerits, also known as disadvantage. What are those? The theory of contrarian opinion can work only when opinions differ. So this theory would only work when the opinions are different. The difference opinion means what? When everyone says sell, you should have guts to say I will buy. When everyone says buy, you should have the guts, or you should have approach where you say, okay, now I will sell. So there should be, whenever there is difference of opinion, then only this theory will be applicable. But in the markets, when the markets are going down and the markets are falling, when there is a bearish phase, I am using a technical term, bearish. Bearish means what? When the markets are going down, when the bearish phase is there, markets are going down, at that time, if you find yourself in a position where you start buying, then it is said that you are doing a contrarian opinion. When it is bullish phase, when the markets are now going, started to going up, at that time, you should be in a position where now you say sell because everyone is buying. So you should have that kind of, guts. Contrarians needs a lot of patience, money, and the keyword what I have been continuously using right from the time I have started explaining this chapter is known as what? Guts. Remember, contrarians needs a lot of patience. They require a lot of patience. They require a lot of money also. And the most important word what they require is, they require a lot of guts in themselves. If there are many contrarians, benefit of contrarian opinion are negated. Remember, if everyone starts following contrarian opinion, then what will happen? The market will negate. Means when everyone is selling, you will start buying. So everyone starts buying when everyone is selling. So it will basically not be able to balance the situation, and hence contrarian opinion has to not have lot of contrarian thinkers, but you require very few contrarian thinkers and very very few normal thinkers. Then only contrarian opinion theory followers will be able to get any benefit. I hope everyone is clear with this part also. So if I have to sum up this whole theory of contrarian opinion, it is somewhat based on situations where when everyone is selling, you are buying. When everyone is selling, buying, you are selling. That is to be different. And if you have got the ability to be different in by investing in shares and selling the shares when everyone is doing an opposite action, then you are say that you are following a contrarian opinion. Trust me, this theory is not very easy to follow by followers. This theory would take a lot of efforts, patience, money, and guts to follow. If you belong to this group of people, friends, you are welcome in the group which is known as contrarian group, and that club is very very famous and very very small in nature. So if I have to sum up the whole process of explaining a contrarian theory, it is just that be different. I hope many of you, or at least few of you, would be following in this category. I also hope that you have understood this chapter absolutely very clear in your mind. Till now we have seen two theories. First was random, and second, now what you have understood is contrarian opinion theory. These theories of investment will help you to understand that at what stage you are now and how you are going to plan your investment accordingly in shares. I had a good time explaining this chapter. I hope you had a good time also learning this chapter from me. That's all from my side. Thank you.